Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, Phil, does this... Oh, my God. Does this bike have
brakes? Get off that bike.
My goodness.
We're going to sell that bike today.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't get that for the sales staff?
No. Well, it'd be cheaper alternative. You could.
No, I'm talking about friend here.
For mileage, you wouldn't have to turn in as much mileage.
Yeah, that's true.
Riding that bike.
Yeah. That's a neat bike.
Yes. It's decorated as Alice Chalmers colors, and it's got the Alice decals.
Yeah,
and,
it's a really neat bike.
Yeah. We're going to sell it this morning at 10 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
Well, 10 to 10:30.
Well.
Get ready.
Well, yeah. I don't even know what something like that would go for, but it's a neat little thing. It's a neat bike.
It's one of a kind.
It is one of a kind. Kind of like you are, Phil.
Well, right.
One of a kind.
I'm not for sale, though.
Oh, you're not?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, that's a good thing. Because we've never had a return for Grace items.
No, I know.
So, did you do anything fun last night?
Yes, I did, actually. We took one kid and the grandbabies and daughter-in-law. We all took off. We kind of wanted ice cream. It was a good night for ice cream. So we went to Foggy Bottoms in Muscadet.
Yes.
Picked out some ice cream there. That was a lot
good
of fun.
Stuff.
And oh, really good stuff.
Good stuff. So, yeah, good for you. Good for you. So you didn't really do anything but get spoiled or be in the spoiler.
I was the spoiler last
night.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So are they still with you all week or for a couple more days? Or?
Yeah, a couple days. Macy will be here helping with the auction again today.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. She's a good kid. I mean, her mom raised her. Yeah, she's a good kid.
She did. So. Right. Yeah.
But I was informed yesterday, Philip, that when we... down the Bears, June and her do not like that. I mean, do not like that.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to try not to do that anymore where I don't hurt people's feelings.
Well, there you go. That's turn over a new leaf.
Well, until football.
And since we don't really have much to brag about from last year in our division.
No.
So we can't be really, walking around with our chest popped out or anything like that.
No, it's... the division's going to be packed again, though. Well, Minnesota's not going to be good as they were.
Always tough, though.
Yeah, always.
We're not the top dogs of Dog Hollow anymore.
No, we're not. No. We're usually looking up and seeing what's coming down at us from the top.
We'll see. What happens.
And again, that's why they play the games.
Yeah.
So, I got some Truth or Hanko today.
Truth or Hanko, yeah. All right.
And the first one's more informational, but I'm going to let you guess if I'm pulling your leg or... just feeding you a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
Yeah. Colonel Sanders disliked what KFC franchise had done to the food so much that he described it as the worst fried chicken he ever had, and the gravy was like wallpaper paste.
Oh, I'm guessing it's got to be true.
It is true. He was very, very disheartened when that came.
He wasn't the spokesperson at the end of his life. I think they brought his character back.
Yeah.
But that I own some very unique record albums.
I bet you do.
A couple of them. But one of my favorites, pull out just the cover. I've got a record that's Christmas with Colonel Sanders.
Oh, really?
And it's this family and a Christmas tree, and Colonel Sanders is right in the middle of a bucket of chicken.
Oh, my goodness.
Christmas with Colonel Sanders.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yes. Good stuff.
In 2009, do you remember that?
2009?
Yeah.
I think so.
Burger King launched a campaign that if you unfriended 10 of your Facebook friends, you receive a free Whopper, okay? Using the Whopper Sacrifice application, your friend would receive a message telling them that their friendship was less valuable than a Whopper.
Oh, boy. I don't think that's true.
Is it really? Yeah.
That's some poor marketing, I think, really. Yeah, I don't think that's a great idea, but... Nonetheless, maybe it worked.
Potatoes have more chromosomes than a human.
I think that's true.
It is true. Well,
huh?
Doesn't say much about me, does it? Ruth Wakefield, who invented the chocolate chip cookie in 1938, sold the idea to Nestle Toll House in exchange for a lifetime supply of chocolate.
Ah, that's probably true.
It's true.
Wow.
Could you imagine?
How do they know that she's the one that invented them? I mean, somebody else could have.
I don't know.
First one with the patent on them or whatever. But they replaced the evil raisins with chocolate chips.
You still don't like the raisins?
Oh, no. Hmm. Not in foods.
Buttermilk contains zero butter.
I think that's true.
It is true. How do you know all this?
I don't, but I just had an inkling. Buttermilk, I haven't drank that for years. I used to as a kid, but June makes the most delectable buttermilk pancakes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so we have buttermilk on hand for pancakes.
Remember the biscuits I made? Those were buttermilk biscuits.
They were?
Yeah.
You had that tube and went
no,
like that.
Remember the ones I made?
Pillsbury Doughboy, right?
No.
It was Hank Doughboy.
Hank Boy. McDonald's has more than 37,000 stores around the world, making it the largest fast food chain globally.
I'm trying to think if somebody overtook them. I don't think so. I think that's true.
Yeah, I thought it was Subway at one time, but I think they overtook Subway, didn't they?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. France was the first country that banned supermarkets from throwing out or destroying food that wasn't sold.
I think that's true.
Yeah. You're all over this food
stuff.
Well,
you know, right on. Right on.
Well, you can't burp in space. True or false?
Is it a law?
No, you can't burp in space, period.
I think it's true.
It is. No gravity, no separation of gas and liquid.
Huh.
Space burps are dangerous.
Oh, that really?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
Camels store water in their humps.
You know, that's something that they used to say back in the day, but I'm going to lean toward it not being true.
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it?
It is. It's fat, not water. Hydration happens elsewhere.
Huh. Interesting.
Baby carrots grow that small naturally, like the little carrots.
No. That's Hanko.
You're right. They're just regular carrots shaved down to size. It's a carrot grooming.
Oh, carrot grooming.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that'd be a good job for me. Or
right.
So if you have one big carrot, do they just shave it down to one? How sad. That's a lot of wasteful.
Or they harvest them early when they're little. I don't know.
No, they take a big one and just get as many out as they can.
Oh, do they?
They do.
Okay. Huh. I've never thought about it.
But think about it. How do they get the little carrot?
I like baby carrots.
I do too. And I like them better steamed.
Yeah, well, I like them when they're in a crock pot with a roast or something.
Yes.
That's good stuff, Hank. Good stuff.
Here's something for you that we need to know. The average person eats 5 pounds of lipstick in their lifetime.
Well, I would think that women would tend to do that more than men, but, you know, maybe if you caught a smooch,
mm-hmm.
I'll say it's true.
It is true. If you wear it regularly, you're basically snacking on cosmetics. That stuff's not made good either. Do you know what a group of flamingos is called, Philip?
I should know. It's a a gaggle?
Nope. Flamboyance.
Oh, I think we had that on one of the quizzes over
did.
The years. A flamboyance?
You can turn peanut butter into diamonds.
No.
That is true.
True?
Yeah, it is true.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find the reasoning for it, but it is true.
Huh.
Oh, here we go. It is true. Under high pressure and lab conditions, but not with your Nutribullet. I didn't know that.
No, learn something every day, Hank. Retaining it is the other problem. I learn things, but I don't always remember them.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I have to introduce myself every day to you.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, can I get in? Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah. There's a city called Rome. Okay, here's one. There's a city called Rome in each continent.
You used that one before.
Have I?
Yeah, I think last week. And it's true.
That is true.
Because I mentioned there's Rome, Wisconsin. I couldn't think of...
Yeah, I'm going to throw that piece of paper away. there's a basketball court inside the U.S. Supreme Court building.
Yes, that's true.
Nicknamed the highest court in the land. A sneeze travels faster than a race car.
Sure.
Yeah, sneezes can shoot out 100 miles an hour.
Wow. Well, faster than most race cars. It depends on the...
Well, NASCAR drivers are officially slower. That's what it says.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, well. Coffee was once banned in Mecca.
I'm thinking that's true.
How do you know all this?
I don't.
In the 1500s, officials feared that it encouraged rebellious thinking.
Oh, sure.
Sounds accurate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These days, people get rebellious if they can't get their coffee. Like, hey, coffee.
Like Joanne.
Yeah.
Joanne.
Anyway.
So anyway, my man. So I look forward to 10 o'clock this morning.
Can't wait, buddy.
Yeah, actually, I look forward to 9 o'clock. So we have some interesting people coming on the morning show.
We have another one of our Grace ambassadors. And
and
we have the Soul Circus Cowboys coming in to entertain today, too.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to bring their elephants?
All the way from Nashville. Playing some tunes for us.
So awesome, buddy. I hope you have a good day. And everybody out there, don't forget to bid today and be kind.